Welcome back to chapter 50 on retail banking syllabus, which is on telephone banking. Now, with the advent of technology and telephony interface in the country, banks started opening another channel for their customers to take advantage of, to access the bank details at their own convenience and at their own time. Therefore, telephone banking came into play. So this facility is offered to customers whereby they can, by dialing a number issued by the bank, issue instructions or seek any information related to their account. So how does it work? The customer calls at a designated number, which is answered by the operator in call center. So of course you go through an interactive voice response, which is IVR. Many times you get your things done at IVR itself and you don't go further. However, if you need to speak to someone, then the operator picks up. The person at the call center will have access to your accounts. So the customer needs to put his identification number or T-PIN, which could be either date of birth, billing address or any other unique information, to authenticate himself. And then once the agent is satisfied that it is same customer, then all details can be shared and transaction carried out. What you can do through telephone banking, you can make a transfer to a fixed deposit, you can check your balance, you can ask for your checkbook, you can ask for your statement, you can do payment of bill. And there is one concern in telephone banking, that details are available in public domain and can be misused. However, over a period of time, this has come down because there are a lot of other parameters checking which takes place before information is given out or actions taken. This is a great facility to have as a customer of the bank, because I can reach out, and especially when I'm using my cards, credit cards abroad and all, I can do a stop payment in case I lose my card and therefore restrict the damage that it can do. So this facility, telephone banking, covers all this. Thank you very much.